West Ham United 0. Good morning, Phil Moss.
Good morning, TK. And I believe you've got Dave Stanley next to you this morning, TK.
He will be. He will be. What do you mean?
Laurie Daly, is it? Sorry, I got confused because people were calling Dave Stanley Laurie when he was on.
He was, so. Yes, yes.
How are you, Mossy?
G'day, Loz. Geez, we've missed you, mate.
I tell you what, I've missed the program, but I've missed your segment. I've missed your segment, mate. You know, you're my favourite.
Now, there's a rumour going around that yesterday morning you said on air that while you were laying relaxed with a pina colada on a Greek island beach, that all you could think about was Robbie Slater.
I may have said that. I may have said that. It could have been a white lie.
You got hit by a coconut then.
Could have said that, but no, it was a little bit of a...
Did you have a good holiday, mate?
I had a fantastic time, thanks, Mossy. No, we ate and drank too much, but that's what holidays are all about.
Just like home.
No, not like home. What about this morning, mate, Villa and West Ham, a scoreless draw?
I'll tell you, it was there was no action on the scoreboard, but there was plenty of action on the pitch. There was a red card and an almost headbutt between two Villa teammates. Tyrone Mings and Anwar El Ghazi agreed to disagree on something on the pitch, and they came very, very close to a Liverpool kiss, as we call it. Tensions were high. Villa were going for their third win at home. And in the end, it was probably a fair result, although Villa probably had the better of the chances. But Masuku was sent off for West Ham in the 67th minute. So West Ham, away from home, had to dig deep and make sure that they at least preserved a draw, which they ended up doing.
Messi's going to be coming back for Barcelona.
Yeah, well, he's been out with that old man's calf, as you like to call it, TK, and he's returning to full fitness, which is fantastic for everyone. You know, whether you're a Barcelona fan or not, you love to see Messi on the pitch. And we spoke last week, I think it was, about the talk of Beckham approaching Messi to go over to his club in Miami in the MLS. And is it too soon for him to leave Europe or not? Well, let's see how he goes now that he's back. Because he hasn't played for Barcelona this season yet. Yeah. They're only into about match day four, I think, so maybe five. But yeah. Doubt he'll make a difference.
Geez, how much money would he get?
That's what we're thinking.
What would it cost to get him over to Miami?
Oh, mate. No idea. But, you know, there's obviously, you know, there's less money in the MLS than there is in places like China, for instance. But when you're talking David Beckham, he's talking about getting Messi and Zidane, you know, to make a splash in their first season. They enter the MLS in 2020.
You'd have to give him part of the club or something. It'd be because I hope he stays in Europe, actually, to tell you the truth. But, Mossy, what about the other... And he's not controversial, Messi, but the controversial character, Neymar, who's been wanting out of PSG, he hasn't played the start of the season because he's trying to get out, but he's now staying at PSG. Did you see his bicycle kick comeback?
Absolutely. If there's one way to get the crowd back on his side...
They'd all cheer on him now.
That's right. And it was a 1-0 win as well. So it was a decisive goal, but... absolutely freakish how he connected with that ball and on the angle that it was coming in from, the angle of his body and the connection he got on it was just freakish. And that's what you get with these special players. But, look, it's not going to make things go away from the point of view of Neymar wants to get out of there and wants to go back to Barcelona from all reports. But certainly that will help turn the crowd back in his favour for the time being.
What about Liverpool already? 5 points clear after only five rounds, Mossy?
Yeah, quite remarkable, Loz. It's the largest margin the top of the league has had after five rounds in the history of the EPL. They're also the fourth team in history to get 14 consecutive wins, and they've got them by two goals or more. And they're 43 unbeaten at home. So that's not putting the cart before the horse with regards to title, but those things need to be mentioned and highlighted and celebrated because that's quite remarkable from Jurgen Klopp and his team. And look, Manchester City you know, they're 5 points adrift. You'd rather be where Liverpool are than where Man City are, but the league is far, far from over. But it's certainly a great start off the back of that Champions League triumph at the end of last season.
The Socceroos had that 3-0 win last week, but Daniel Arzani, he's going to play 40 minutes for Celtic reserves this week. It's actually Celtic, but we'll call it Celtic just because everyone calls it Celtic. But it's actually Celtic.
Call it what you want, TK. It's the wrong club and the wrong fit for this kid. He needs to get out of there. I've said it from day one. I don't know what his advisors were thinking letting him go there in the first place. He needs to go somewhere that's going to suit his style of football. Yeah, okay, some will argue that the Scottish League will toughen him up physically and mentally, but, it's been a disaster since he got there, and he needs to get back on the pitch, I suppose, to put himself in the shop window and get a move away.
No worries, Mossy. Well, the 8:30 news is upon us, mate. We'll talk again on Thursday.
Absolutely, guys. Pleasure to speak to you today, and I will see you Thursday.